分析进行安入王权党，就是三元皇。
Our church is also now officially ordaining the minister Huang, 三门皇。
所以我为了神感谢，感谢他。
I thank God for all this ordination.
有一件事情你可以为我们教会祷告的。
One thing you can pray for our church.
就是呢，我们教会十月份呢会有一个布道会。
And in October, we will have an evangelical meeting in our church.
那么是十月十三、十四号。
It's on August 13th to 14th.
我们请到的讲员呢，是我们大家都很熟悉的。
We have invited a very well-known, familiar pastor.
就是双城教会的马牧师。
It's Pastor Ma from T4C.
马牧师告诉我，这个可能是最后一次，因为他不知道他什么时候退休嘛。
Pastor Ma told me that this might be his last time to hold this evangelical meeting because he doesn't know when he will retire.
所以你可以为这个事情祷告。
You can pray for this matter.
我们今天开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray before the sermon.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你眷顾你的教会。
Because you care for your church.
特别为到MMCC, 我们感谢主。
We especially thank you for Church MMCC.
因为你不单只带领柔心牧传道在当中带领。
Not only you lead the minister, you come here to shepherd this church.
我们知道这个教会快要安牧他成为牧师。
And we heard that this church will ordain him to be the pastor soon.
我们感谢主的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
求主继续的祝福MMCC.
We ask God to continue to bless this church.
带领他们成为这个地区的一个荣耀神的一个教会。
And lead this church to be a church in this area that glorifies God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上个月开始呢，就我开始讲四世纪。
Start from last month, I started preaching on the book of Judges.
那你读过旧约的人呢，你就知道呢，四世纪其实在以色列人历史里面呢，可以说是很黑暗的三百年。
If you read the Old Testament, that you will know that the Judges period is the most darkest period in the Israelites' history.
但是为什么是这样子呢？
Why is that?
以色列人离开埃及。
After Israelites exodus from the Egypt.
那么他们就不再做奴隶了。
They are no longer slaves.
现在走到神应许之地。
Now they have arrived at the promised land.
不应该是一个很光明的一个年代吗？
This should be a time that full of light.
但是为什么我们看四世纪的时候，我们见到以色列人很混乱？
But why when we read the Judges, the book of Judges, we see that Israelites is kind of in a chaos.
他们给旁边的国家吃富。
And they were attacked by the neighbor country.
那么为了这一点呢，引起我的兴趣去开始看四世纪。
Because of this, it started my curiosity that trying to preach over this book.
因为有的时候我们发觉有一些基督徒，他真的好像四世纪里面的人一样。
Because sometimes I think a lot of Christians they are just like the Israelites in the Judges time.
我的意思就是说，他信耶稣之后呢，比起他信耶稣之前的生活更混乱。
My point is that the life that after they believe Jesus Christ seems is more chaos than the life before.
那你想一想，如果你不信耶稣的时候，大概你现在就坐在家里面。
Think about it. If you do not believe Jesus Christ, then now you probably sit at home.
但是你因为你现在是信耶稣了，你星期天下午又要来教会。
Because of your believer of Jesus Christ, so on Sunday that you come to church.
来了教会，但以后呢，你不单只是坐在这边，我教会会邀请你侍奉吗？
Not only you come here to sit, but you, the church will invite you to serve.
所以呢，就你时间又少了。
So your time is all occupied.
所以呢，在长安街道教会里面呢，有一些呢是就是很苦的基督徒。
So oftentimes you see a lot of sorrowful Christians.
我希望呢，从四世纪里面找出为什么我们信了耶稣的时候还是这么苦呢？
I want to, through the study of Judges, that understand why after we believe Jesus Christ, we're in such a suffering.
上一次讲到的时候呢，我们讲到以色列人他痛苦的来源，因为他是一个般心人。
Last time when I preached the Judges, I said that the reason that Israelites been in the suffering is because they are half-hearted towards God.
他们信服神，但是不完全。
They obey God, but not completely obey.
他们得胜，但是不持久。
They prevail, but not persistently.
他们后悔，但是他不改变。
They regret, but they do not have any change.
今天我们来看四世纪里面第一个四世。
So today we're going to look at the first judge in the book of Judges.
他就是我们刚刚读到的俄陀列。
That is the person that called Othniel. Othniel.
那你发觉呢？在同一个时代。
You will find out that at the same time.
他们有一些人面对同一样的环境。
All the Israelites, they face the same circumstances.
但是有两批人，他有两个完全不一样的反应。
But there's two group of people that have two different reactions towards the circumstances.
也有两个完全不同的结果。
And turns out there's two different results.
首先呢，我们看一看呢，是今天的经文，它告诉我们，其实人生呢，就是一个考验。
So through today's scripture that teaches us that life is a test.
三章第一节呢，告诉我们神没有把应许之地所有的国家的这些国家赶走。
So the chapter 3 verse 1 tells us that God did not cast all the Canaanites from the promised land.
反而留下几族，原因呢？不是神不能赶走他们。
Left several nations there that not because God cannot cast them out.
他留下他们呢是有两个原因。
There's two reasons God left them there.
第一个目的呢是在第二节里面告诉我们。
The first purpose is in verse 2.
好叫以色列人的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得战事。
So he did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience.
换句话说，神留下这些国家是要教以色列人怎么打仗。
So on the meaning that God left those Canaanites to teach the rest of the Israelites how to fight the war.
这个其实对一个国家的生存呢是很重要的。
This is very important for a country to survive.
如果一个国家不懂得打仗的时候，他怎么保护自己呢？
If a country does not know how to fight the war, how could they protect themselves?
我念大学的时候呢是主修电脑的。
When I was in college, my major is computer science.
那么呢我常常做功课的时候呢，我们做一个事情就是 debugging， 除错。
In our work, that oftentimes we will do one thing that called debugging the software.
那么呢，可以呢做很久的通宵要做这些事情。
You can spend you can spend a lot of time. Sometimes you have to spend whole night to find the bug.
有的时候呢 我就不明白神你为什么不保守我顺利一点呢？
So sometimes I do not understand. I wondered why God do not bless me so I can finish this smoothly.
后来我出来工作的时候，我就明白了。
So after I graduate, start working, I totally understand.
其实神是用这些经验，你可以说很痛苦的经验呢，去训练我，以知道我是有这个能力成为一个programmer.
Actually, God is training me through all this painful experience that so that I can become a qualified programmer.
所以神知道我生活的需要啊，所以他就是这样子先训练我。
So God knows the need of my life, so He prepared me beforehand.
另外一个原因呢，就是第四节里面所讲的。
Another reason is in verse 4.
讲到了神留下几族的要试验以色列人，只要他们肯听从耶和华。直摩西吩咐他们列祖诫命不可。
Those Canaanites were left to test the Israelites to see whether they would obey the Lord's command or not.
神要看看试验以色列人是不是听话的。
So God is testing if the Israelite is obeying His word or not.
所以神是想知道，当你遇见困难的时候啊，你是会遵守选择。遵守神的诫命呢，还是呢，你会走一条捷径，就是违反他的吩咐。
So God is actually testing us when we face difficulties in our life, if we want to obey God's word or take a shortcut and disobeying Him.
那我念大学本科第一年最后一个学期。
So when I was in the college, the final year.
第一年最后一个学期。
The freshman year, the first year, the second semester.
那么呢，我电脑课呢就有一个功课。
So there's one course.
有一个功课。
There's a homework project.
它跟上个学期的功课呢是差不多完全一样的。
It is very similar to the previous coursework from the last semester.
所以你知道当时我多高兴了。
So I'm very happy about that.
那么我就在想，只要我改动一点点呢，那么我就可以拿上个学期的功课照上去。
So I thought if I could just adjust a little bit, then hand in the last semester's homework.
所以我一直也没有放时间去做这个功课。
So I didn't spend much time to work on this homework.
到最后几天了。
Until the last couple of days.
那么我就把我做的功课拿出来放进电脑里面。
So I took the old homework and start working on it on the computer.
但是我发觉呢，这个程式不能运作 ，cannot run.
Turned out that I found out that the software that doesn't run anymore.
所以我就不明白，我就问我哥哥，因为他也是学电脑的。
So I do not understand. I asked my brother, who also studies computer science.
他看了一眼，他也看不出为什么。
So he took a look, but he couldn't spot the error.
他还问我一个问题：你上个学期是不是作弊啊？
So he asked one question, did you take a shortcut?
就是 cheating,
last semester.
OK, 那么我当然知道我不是了，所以呢就哎，这觉得很苦啊，当时。
I know I didn't, but I felt so hopeless in that time.
那但是我只有几天剩下来。
Only a few days left.
所以如果你说要重新写一个出来，当时根本上没有这个时间。
If I start working on the new program, that I do not have enough time.
虽然我只有两条路可以走。
So there's only two way that I can, two things I can do.
其中一条路就是走这个捷径呢。
So one shortcut.
Okay, 就是好像我哥哥说，作弊。
And which is cheating.
Okay, 因为其实。你念电脑的人就知道，其实同学里面很多人都是这样子。
If if you study computer science, you know that a lot of your classmates probably cheat a lot.
厌恶言呢，你就是拿同学的功课，就是其实就是 copy 了，就是抄他的功课，改动一下，就说是这个是你写的，交上去。
Or you borrow from your classmates and make a little adjustment and hand it in, pretend it's your homework.
厌恶言呢，你就是好像骗着这个答案了，就是根本上你的程式是不能运作的，但是你的答案就是你骗出来的，然后交上去。
Or you make up the results that which is not the result from running your program. It's a fake result.
这如果走这条路呢，我不单只犯了烧亏，我也是违反了神的律法。
If I do that, not only I disobey the school's rule, I also disobey God.
另外一条出路，你就是坐在实验室里面出错了。
Or that you sit in the computer lab and trying to figure out why the program is not running.
那么我做了两三天，其实我也找不出来。
I sit in the lab for a couple of days. I couldn't find the bug.
那么这天真是走投无路了。
And that's the day that I have no way out.
那么呢，这个晚上我还记得，我哥哥就进来了。
And I remember that at night that my brother came in.
他说：“你有没有想过，可能是电脑出错呢
？”Have you ever thought about that maybe it's the computer hardware is the issue？
你想，一个大学一年级的电脑学生，怎么会想到这台电脑会出错呢
？Think about a college freshman that how can he think about that it's the hardware that caused the problem.
结果真的是这台电脑出错。
Actually, it's the computer hardware issue.
所以我用另外一个方法去运作这个程式的时候，其实就没问题了。
So I use another way to run this software and there's no problem.
你会发觉神常常把我们放在人生里面很多不同的情形底下，就是要看你的反应。
Have you ever thought about it? God put us under the different life circumstances, trying to see how we react.
他有的时候是用你的成功呢。
Sometimes he uses your success.
就是你会不会成功的时候炫耀自己，忘掉神呢
？So when you are successful, will you forget about God and give your own self glory.
当你很多钱的时候，你会不会只把这些钱花在自己的身上
？When you have a lot of money, will you spend all this money on yourself?
当你退休的时候，你会不会闲懒不结果子呢
？When you retired, will you be lazy and do not bear any fruit?
但是更多时候呢，神是会用困难去试验我们。
Oftentimes, God will use difficulties to test us.
因为困难，在困难当中，其实他就逼你要做一个决定。
Because during the difficulties, He forced you to make a decision.
那么你就可以看出你自己的价值观是怎么样。
Then you will find out what is your true value.
你会发觉你人生的先后次序是怎么样。
Then you will find out that your the priority in your life, what is that in your mind?
你就知道你是一个走捷径的人呢，还是一个遵守神的诫命的一个人。
You will find out if you are a one that often takes the shortcut, easy way, or you are the one that fears God.
所以我们呢，就看下一个呢，你看五到八节呢，你就看见。这些般信人在考验底下的反应呢
？So through verse 5 to 8, that you will see, how God tests the half-hearted people and their reaction. What are their reactions?
神用迦南人去试验以色列人。
God used the Canaanites to test the Israelites.
第七节就讲到以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And verse 7 says, the Israelites did the evil in the eyes of the Lord.
第七节讲到以色列人犯罪主要的原因就是忘记耶和华。
And the reason that the Israelites commit sin is they forgot the Lord their God.
但是忘记不是不记得的意思。
This forgot is not that they do not have any memory of God.
因为以色列人有约柜在他们中间的嘛。
Because the Israelites has the Ark of the Covenant among them.
他们平常也会献祭。
And oftentimes that they will provide a sacrifice.
那么他们怎么可能忘记耶和华呢？
How could they forget all about God?
就是好像一个人常常来教会，他不会忘记耶稣是谁的。
Just like the people that often comes to church, that he will not forget who Jesus is.
所以忘记其实它的重点是讲到他们忽略了神。
Forgot here that means that they overlooked God.
他们不重视神。
They're not take God seriously.
所以当一个人呢，他不重视神的时候呢？他不会把神放在第一位。
So when a person that does not take God seriously, they will not put God in the first hand.
那么他们在压力底下的时候，他们不会遵守神的吩咐。
So under the pressures, they will not trying to obey God's command.
这个就是为什么我称这些以色列人是半信人。
That's why I call these Israelites a half-hearted people.
因为他们不会完全忘记耶和华。
They will not totally forget all about God.
他只是把神放在一个次要的地位。
They just leave God in some secondary places.
但是当你忽略神的时候，
But when you do not take God seriously,
那么你就会给这个世界所同化。
Then you will be changed by the world.
你看第五节里面呢，他说以色列人仅住在迦南人中间。
So verse 5 tells us the Israelites lived among the Canaanites.
当我们忽略神的时候，你的婚姻也受影响。
So when you overlook God, that your marriage will be affected.
第六节讲到了以色列人娶他们的女儿为妻。
Verse 6 tells us that the Israelites took the Canaanites' daughters in for their marriage.
当你忽略神的时候，你影响你的儿女。
When you overlook God, you will also pass the influence to your children.
第六节讲到了将自己的女儿嫁给他们的儿子。
And they also gave their own daughters to the sons of the Canaanites.
当你忽略神的时候呢，我们敬拜耶和华的时候也会敬拜假神。
When you overlook God, even though you are worshiping God, but actually you are worshiping and serving the idol gods.
我记得呢，曾经跟教会的一对父母呢谈到年轻人工作的困难。
I remember that I had a discussion with the church's parents about youth's work.
我告诉他。我们教会的年轻人不愿意来到我们就是教会的年轻的这些活动。
I mentioned that our church's youth that do not want to attend the church's youth activity.
他们不喜欢来教会。
They do not like to come to church.
这对父母就提醒我一个事情。
And this pair couple that reminded me one thing.
他说这个问题啊，不是年轻人的问题，是父母的问题。
And this is not the problem with the, of the youth, but actually it's the problem of their parents.
他举一个例子。
So he gave me an example.
比方说你们的小孩今天早晨起来的时候告诉你。
So for example, if your children get up this morning and tell you this thing.
今天我不喜欢上学。
Today, I do not want to go to school.
你做父母的会怎么反应呢？
So, as a parent, what is your reaction?
你不会不会告诉他，那么就算了，你不喜欢就不用上学了。
Will you tell him, never mind, if you don't like, you don't need to go?
连中文学校你们都不会这样子给他们选呢？
Even for the Chinese school, you do not give them that choice.
父母 很多父母一定会坚持，你喜不喜欢，你都要上学。
Many parents probably will say, no matter you like or not, you have to go.
那么为什么小孩子告诉你，我今天不喜欢去教会，你会告诉他，那么就算了，不去也可以。
Why your children tell you that they do not like to go to church, then you say it's okay, never mind, you don't have to go.
这个是表明在这些父母的心目中，学业比职神更重要。
That tells us one thing, that academic is more important than church.
四世纪提醒我们，
The judges reminded us,
当你忽略神的时候，
When you overlook God,
你不单只影响你自己，
Not only you affect yourself, but
你还会影响你的家人。
You also will put pass the influence to your family members.
但是很多时候，我们基督徒里面很多人选择走捷径。
Oftentimes, a lot of Christians that they want to take the easy way.
我们想讨好这个世界。
We want to make good of the world.
我们不遵守神的话。
We do not obey God's word.
但是我希望你留意。但我们是这样子选择的时候，会有什么样的后果
？But I want to pay attention that when you make that choice, there will be results for you.
第八节里面呢讲到，所以耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在米索不达米亚王古山利沙田的手中，以色列人服侍。
So verse 8 says, The anger of the Lord burned against Israel, so that he sold them into the hands of Cushan Rishathaim, king of Aram, Naharaim.
首先呢，我们要了解米索不达米亚这个地方是什么地方。
So first, we need to know that where is this place called Mesopotamia?
就是今天的叙利亚跟伊拉克。
It is today's Syria and Iraq.
这个表明呢，这个王啊，在第三章这个王，不是叫南一个小小的地头虫。
So that tells us this king.It's not just a little lord over this place.
他是一个国际的强国。
So he is he's from a big empire kingdom.
那还有呢，他的名字呢，古山利沙龙呢，其实呢有一个意思的，他的意思就是双重邪恶的古山的意思。
So his name, Cushan Rishathaim, has a meaning that it's Cushan of double evil.
换言之呢，当以色列人得罪神的时候呢，神很愤怒。
So in other words, that when Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, God is very furious.
他把最强的、最恶的王呢，用他来惩罚以色列人。
So God used the most evil king.To punish the Israelites.
这个就是约书亚他临终之前呢讲过一句话。
So, Joshua at the time of death, he said to Israelites.
他叫以色列人来，他说你要做一个选择，要不然你就是敬拜耶和华，要不然你就是敬拜这些假神。
So he called the Israelites gathered together, then he asked them to make a choice. Either you serve your true God, or you serve the false gods in the Canaan.
那么呢，以色列人就说，哦，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神。
But the Israelites told Joshua that far being from us, that we will not forsake God and serve other gods.
但是约书亚就在二十四章里面回答他们说。
So Joshua in verse 24 told them.
你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的上帝，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。 你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华就耶和华在降福以后会必准而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。
Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. And if you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, He will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after He has been good to you."
神警告这些半心跟随他的人。
God warns those half-hearted people.
如果你是这样子跟随我，你后来的结果比起你开始之前更痛苦。
So if you follow me half-hearted, that the result for you is even more severe, worse than before.
有的时候我见到这些基督徒的父母。
So sometimes when I meet with those Christian parents,
他们把儿女的优先放在神的之前。
They put their children's priority before the Lord.
他们的目的就是要讨好他们的儿女。
The purpose for that is to please their children.
希望他们的儿女有对他们就是当他们是朋友。
So they want their children to be their friends.
但是最后怎么样？
So what happens at the end?
我看见他们的关系没有特别好啊。
I do not see any good relationship between parents and children.
反而他们的关系越来越生疏。
And on the other hand, their relationship turns to be estranged.
有一些孩子他们拒绝跟父母谈话。
And some of the children that they refuse to have any conversation with parents.
我见过孩子当面公众面前骂他的父母。
I even see some children that openly curses their parents in public.
这些小孩，这些不是小孩哈，就是长大以后，除了为了钱以外呢，他们都不跟父母沟通的。
I'm not talking about the little children. These are the older children that other than ask for money, they do not even have any conversation with their parents.
当神的子民忘记神的时候，
When God's people forget about God,
神把他们所敬拜的偶像成为奴役他们的主人。
So God will make the idol gods to be their master, so they will become the slave of that master.
结果以色列人服侍这个古善利沙龙八年。
So the Israelites, they serve this double evil king for 8 years.
第九节呢，就讲到他们在苦难当中就想起耶和华，就向神呼求。
So in verse 9, that says that when they cried out to the Lord,
那么呢，神就为他们兴起一个拯救者救他们。
God raised up a deliverer to save them.
这个就是俄陀面。
This is the person called Othniel.
第九节里面呢，我们看见神有一个特点。
And in verse 9, that we see God's characteristic.
他是很有公义的。
He is a just God.
但是他蛮有怜悯。
But he also full of mercy.
虽然人常常离弃他。
Even though people often go astray from him.
但是当人悔改的时候，呼求神的时候，他还是会拯救他们。
But when people turn back and repent and seek his help, he always delivers them.
甚至如果你看士师记的时候，你就知道，其实以色列人呢，呼求神以后，神拯救他们之后，他们又会离弃神的。
So when you read the book of Judges, that when Israelites that they under the suffering, they cried out to the Lord, then the Lord saves them, then sooner or later they will turn back and to serve other gods.
虽然他们一次又一次这样子离弃神，但是每一次他们呼求神的时候，神都还是会拯救他们。
So many times that they turn away from God and come back to cry out to the Lord, but God still saves them.
所以这个鼓励我们。
So this encourages us.
其实当我们犯罪的时候，你最聪明的一个选择就是向神悔改。
So when we sin against God, the wisest choice that we turn back and cry out to God.
因为神永远愿意赦免你。
Because God forever wants to forgive you.
他是一个愿意拯救我们的神。
He is a God that likes to save.
第九节里面呢讲到耶和华兴起一个拯救者叫俄陀面。
So verse 9 tells us that God raised up a deliverer called Othniel.
我称这个俄陀面呢，就是这些全心倚靠神的人的一个代表。
So I called Othniel as a wholehearted person that trusts God fully.
你发觉了，圣经介绍俄陀面的时候呢，都会讲到呢，他是个加勒宋帝基纳斯的儿子俄陀内。
So you will notice that every time when Bible mentions the person that Othniel, always say he is the son of Kenaz.
虽然他常常把加勒跟俄陀内两个人的名字放在一起了。
And Caleb's younger brother's son that he always put the name Othniel with Caleb together.
嗯，我想可能是这个原因。
I think that is the reason.
那我们知道以色列人出埃及的时候啊，二十岁以上的人呢，所有都死在旷野里面。
We know that the in the Exodus that the Israelites exodus the Egypt that all the people that above 20 years old that all died in the wilderness.
只有加勒跟约书亚是活着进去迦南地的。
Only Caleb and Joshua are the young men that came to the Canaanite, the promised land Canaan.
嗯，所以呢，很可能俄陀内的父亲基纳斯呢，也是死在很早就死在旷野。
So it's possibly that Othniel's father Kenaz also died young that in the wilderness.
所以呢，可能就是这个加勒把这个俄陀内养大。
So it's his uncle Caleb that who raised up this young man Othniel.
那无论如何呢，我们知道呢，加勒影响俄陀呢是一定有的。
So Caleb has much influence on Othniel.
所以如果你要明白俄陀呢后来为什么成为一个事实，你要先看一看加勒是一个怎么样的人。
So if you want to understand why Othniel is the judge of this time, that you should know, try to understand that who is Caleb.
加勒第一次他最著名的，他出现的就是在民数记十三章的时候。
So the very noticeable place that Caleb appeared in the Bible is in the Numbers.
当时呢，他摩西派探子进去看迦南地。
So Moses sent 12 spies to pick the land of Canaan.
那当时加勒呢是四十岁。
So at that time, Caleb was 40 years old.
圣经在这段经文里面呢，三次称赞呢加勒是专心跟随神的。
So in this book, that three times that the Bible praised that Caleb is a faithful servant.
其中一个原因就是十二个探子里面有十个探子，他这。
One of the reasons that among the 12 spies, the 10 of them,
他们见到这些巨人呢，阿拿族人的时候呢，他们就回来了，告诉以色列人，我们不要进去迦南地。
So the 10 of the spies that when they see the giants that the Amalekites that who lived among in that land, they are afraid. They do not want to go into that land.
唯有撒勒跟约书亚说，我们可以按照神的应许进去的。
And only Caleb and Joshua said, "We can enter into this land because of God's promise."
其实撒勒不是一个傻瓜。
Caleb is not a fool.
他见到这些巨人呢。
When he sees those giants,
但是他知道他所相信的神比起这些巨人更大。
But he believes the God who believes that is much bigger than those giants.
没有一件事情是我们的神办不到的。
There's nothing impossible for our God.
加拉看这个世界的时候，他看的不是这个世界的环境。
So when Caleb sees the world, that he's not sees the circumstances.
他是用信心去看这个世界。
He sees the world with the faith in God.
他不愿意走捷径。
He does not want to take the easy way.
他坚持要遵守神的命令。
He insists on obeying God's command.
我们今年暑假的时候，我们夏令会的长员呢住在我的家里面。
This year our retreat for the retreat,the summer retreat, our speaker that who lives in my house.
住了一天。
Only one day.
那么呢，我们请他讲的题目呢是做一个圣经里面的父母。
And the topic for him is how to be a Christian parents.
那么我很佩服他。
I admire him.
因为呢，我跟他住了一天的时候，我就见到他怎么教他的小孩了。
Only one day that I see how he teaches his children.
他带他全家人起来了。
He came with all his family.
那么他有三个男孩。
He has three boys.
九岁、六岁、四岁。
9, 6, and 4 years old.
那你知道这些年纪都有调皮的时间的吗？
You know, this is the period of very playful.
那么呢，不听话的时候，一般父母会怎么样呢？
You know that how parents react when they're not obeying.
哎，给个手机你玩，你听话哈，安静。
Probably will give them a cell phone for them to play so that they will have some quiet time.
但是他从来没有坚持哦。
But he never does that.
还有两次在我面前管教他的儿子。
And two times he disciplined his children in front of me.
还有就是我们要出发要去商恩会的时候呢，他说，Mike， 你可不可以等我一下？我要管教他。所以他不会因为不好意思呢，他就不做这些事情了。
So even when we are set out and trying to leave the house to go to the retreat, and then he told me that, please give me some moment. I need to discipline my children before we get on the road.
他告诉我。
So、he told me.
孩子不听话的时候。
Okay,
孩子不听话的时候。逼他们做父母的跪在神面前去祷告。
So when the children disobeying the parents, that forced the parents to kneel before the Lord to pray for them.
全心倚靠神的人。
And trust God wholeheartedly.
他不愿意走捷径。
They do not want to take the easy way.
他愿意坚持遵守神的命令。
They want insisted to in obeying the Lord.
加勒第二次出现在圣经的时候呢，是在约书亚记十四章。
So when Caleb second time appeared in the Bible, it's in the book of Joshua, chapter 14.
当时加勒已经85岁了。
At that time, Caleb is already 85 years old.
约书亚已经带领以色列人进入迦南地七年了。
Joshua already led the Israelites entered into Canaan.For 7 years.
那么加勒就告诉约书亚，我现在85岁了。
So Caleb told Joshua, now, today I'm 85 years old.
我问你了，你85岁的时候，你希望做什么
？I will ask you a question. When you are 85, what do you want to do?
我年轻的时候，我告诉我团契的这个导师，我退休的时候我就拿一那个鸟笼去喝早茶。
When I was young, I told my fellowship leader that when I'm old, that I will take a bird nest and go to a place that drink some morning tea.
但是加拉说，我还是强壮啊。
But the Caleb here says, I'm still strong.
求你呢，将耶和华哪日应许我的这个上帝交给我，我去攻打这些阿拉族的人。
Now please give me the hill country that the Lord had promised me that day. I want to fight the Canaanites to gain that land.
你有没有发觉一个全心顺服神的人，他不会因为他年纪老了，他都停止侍奉神。
A wholehearted people that will not stop serving the Lord when they are getting old.
他会坚持去完成神的命令。
They will continue and persistently to finish God's command.
你可以猜到，加勒从40岁到85岁的时候，一定是常常训练自己。
Then you will know that from year 40s to 85, that Caleb often prepare himself.
以至到他85岁的时候，还可以成为一个士兵去打仗。
So that when he reaches 85 years old, he still can fight in the war.
结果我们看，圣经就告诉我们，加勒真的把这个三个族长亚拉族的族长打败了。
So the Bible told us that Caleb he truly win over and drove out the three Anakites.
但是呢，到最后他要攻打这个基利士弗的城的时候呢
？So finally, when he trying to finish up the last city.
那么我想呢，他就没有这个精力了。
And without he does not have any energy left.
所以呢，他就挑战这些以色列人。
So he challenged the rest of the Israelites.
谁把这个城拿下来，我就把我的女儿嫁给他。
Whoever overcome and have victory over this city, Deborah, that I will give my daughter for him for marriage.
很可能就是额头那一圣人站在加勒的后面，见到他是一个怎么样的人。
So it's possibly that Othniel, who always follows Caleb, that understand what person that Caleb is.
所以额头呢，他就把这个城打下来。
So Othniel went over and fight and gained this city.
当时他额头呢，当时可能只有20到30岁。
Maybe at that time Othniel is only between 20 or 30 years old.
额头呢再出现的时候，就是我们今天所讲的这个经文。
So next time that when Othniel appeared in the Bible, it's the verse that we read today.
我们知道呢，讲到三章九节的时候，所有加勒这一代的人都已经死掉了。
We know that at verse 9 that all the Israelites at that generation almost died.
就是跟加勒就是同一年代的人，这些人都死掉了。
And the people that at same age as Caleb, they all died.
所以额头呢，当时可能已经50多岁了。
So Othniel might be already 50 years old.
但是你看见呢，额头呢，就是好像加勒一样，他很有信心的。
But you will find out that Othniel just like Caleb, he's full of faith.
他面对这个双重邪恶的古山，他都不怕。
So face those double evil king, he's not even fear.
所以神就用他去把他这个敌人打下来。
So God used him to fight over this king and overcome him.
因为额头呢是一个全心依靠神的人。
Because Othniel is a person that wholeheartedly commit to the Lord.
所以呢，圣经讲到呢，耶和华将这个 你说不但你的王打败以后呢，那么以色列人就经历四十年的太平。
So the Bible told us after Othniel defeated this double evil king, that the Israelites that they had peace for 40 years.
但圣经说，我们一生人就好像一场考试一样。
When Bible tells us that our life is like a test.
你有没有想过，你考得怎么样？不单只影响你。
Have you ever thought how you went through this test? It's not only influence you.
也影响你身边的人。
Also influence people around you.
如果你是负了神的。
If you are a person that overlooks God.
那么你的儿女都会受你的影响。
And your children all will be affected by you.
但是如果你是全心的跟随神的时候。
But if you are one that wholeheartedly follows God,
那么你的儿女，你身边的人也会受你的影响，专心的跟随神。
But your children and the people around you will also follow God wholeheartedly.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你用我们身边的环境，让我们知道我们自己是一个怎么样的人。
Because you let us understand what kind of person we are through all our circumstances.
我们是一个半信人去跟随你，还是一个全心跟随你的一个人？
If we are a half-hearted person to follow you, or we are a wholehearted person that follows you.
求主用这个故事去鼓励我们专心地跟随你。
Please use this story to encourage us to follow you wholeheartedly.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家起立唱回应诗歌。
Please all.